Exclusive, Donald Trump Jr. on woke culture. It's never enough, left always pushes for more. By Matthew Boyle on November 5, 2019. Donald Trump Jr., President Donald Trump's eldest son, is out with a new book on Tuesday exposing the left and honing in on just how radical Democrats have become in the era his father is president. The book, Triggered, How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us, hits bookstores stores Tuesday, and Trump Jr. joined Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel this weekend ahead of its public release to discuss the book and the Democrat Party's radical turn. Trump Jr. even launched a website triggerlib.com where people can send copies of the book to top leftists like 2016 failed Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and even Senator Mitt Romney, RUT. I have plenty of friends who are Democrats and I have plenty of friends who are from what would have been blue-collar years ago Democrat Rust Belt America. And I just go to them because there's a strong history component to some of this, Trump Jr., told Breitbart News. We talk about this and Triggered as well. Their grandfather voted Democrat, their father voted Democrat. Their union families, I just go listen, look at the platforms. Look at Donald Trump's platform versus today's modern Democrat platform. The inmates are running the asylum over at the DNC. They're not standing for the American worker anymore. Their values are not your grandfather's Democrat Party values. JFK would be alt-right today, he'd be the worst human being in the world. When you start saying that to those guys that again had this, it's more of a tradition than anything, it's like whoa. That's when the light bulb goes off, you were right. This is not the Democrat Party that I knew. This is not the Democrat Party that I knew 10 to 15 years ago in college. I mean, it's gone nuts. It's being run by the craziest crazies, by the lunatic fringe of the party. There isn't a moderate Democrat anymore. Just look at the presidential contenders. I mean, they're putting forward socialist platforms and ideals. It's never ending. Trump Jr. said the age of outrage system in which the establishment media and left freak out about everything on Trump only flows one way, against Trump and his supporters. Trump Jr. said there are examples of the media and leftist triggers every day, and cited several recent examples like when the Washington Post fawned over ISIS terrorist leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi after a raid ordered by President Trump led to the world's most wanted terrorist's death and when the media maligned Trump's entrance to the recent UFC fight at Madison Square Garden. You see how triggered the mainstream media has become, Trump Jr., said. There's no secret that they were always left-leaning. But now they don't even pretend to be objective anymore. Last weekend when my father got the number one terrorist in the world, the founder of ISIS, you'd think that they would rejoice. Instead, the Washington Post does an obituary almost mourning the loss of al-Baghdadi calling him an austere religious scholar not a piece of garbage, rapist, murdering terrorist that by the way lit journalists on fire. That hate, their outrage really only goes one way. They'll do anything to try and sell that point to the point where they don't even tell the truth anymore. Heck. I was with my father last night at Madison Square Garden at the UFC fight and we walked out and Dana White said directly to me, "Wow, that was the most incredible entrance I have ever seen. By all accounts, it was awesome." Within seconds, I turned to my brother and go, "That was awesome, watch what the mainstream media does." Within seconds, blue checkmark Twitter is going, "Trump is booed." Such nonsense you can't even imagine it. I was sort of putting the videos up today on my Instagram feed to sort of prove the point. And that's in the heart of New York City. The media and left, Trump Jr., said, will do and say anything and have no morals anymore and have no compass guiding them. That, he said, is because they despise Trump so much they don't even care what the policy consequences of their lies and attacks are. As long as they adhere to a preconceived narrative designed to protect failed leftist visions and attack the conservative vision of his father. Asked what the biggest trigger he sees from the left is, Trump Jr. said there's a lot, and the book gets into all of them. He specifically cited how the tech giants have been trying to silence conservatives including himself and the radical agenda of the transgender community. We get into internet censorship. That's obviously a huge one because if these guys can do it to me, if they can shut down my Instagram account, if they can shadow ban me, If I can't show up in my search engine searching my own handle, which happens to be similar to my father, who is the president of the United States with 50 million followers, who aren't they silencing? Trump Jr. said. I talk a little bit about some of the stuff going on with the trans movement, and I'm like the most live and let live person you can imagine. I don't care how you identify. Guess what? If you're happy and productive, I don't care. I don't have to hear about it all day long, but I don't give a damn. I do start having a problem when you have men who transition to women but have all the strength, body structure, and size of a man and are competing against women who have spent their whole lives to master a sport. I do think that's a little ridiculous, and I've called it out, and even some of them have turned on their own. Even some of the LGBT leaders, who have been doing this for 30 years, have said they don't think this is right. Watch them destroy someone who's been an advocate for them for 40 years because they're apparently no longer woke enough, not just blindly buying into this crap. I start saying, where are the feminists? Where are the people who fought for all of these rights for women for all of these years? Again, I don't care what you do in your own life. It's when you start really affecting other people and their lives pushing this nonsense that I start really having a problem with it. So again, it's delineating all of this. And I actually probably don't take it as far as a lot of people because I'm trying to actually have a reasonable dialogue with people where you can see some of this lunacy and highlight it properly. Trump Jr. praised comedian Dave Chappelle for his recent Netflix special in which Chappelle had the guts, unlike most, to stand up to this radical transgender community and against the preconceived narratives of the establishment and media. You can't be a comedian anymore. You can't do that anymore, Trump Jr. said. Chappelle is one of the best of all time. Some of the skits of his that I used to watch back in my college days, not all that long ago but long enough, you could never do that stuff today. They'd be like, you are racist, misogynist, homophobe, whatever it is. It's never enough. The second you get what you want, then it's like, let's move the goalposts even further to the extreme, Trump Jr. said. I just don't think it resonates with regular people who are, again, when I talk about the trans women in female sports, I always close up with, why is it only the men turning into women that win? How come it only goes that way? How come you don't see it the other way? I'll say this stuff on Twitter, and if I point it out or even say good morning on Twitter, the left will try to cancel me for it. That's one of those, surprisingly enough, that even the leftists come out and say, you know what? I don't like anything Don Jr. says, I can't believe it. I can't believe that I have to agree with him on this one. We've gone too far. It's become asinine. So, I devote a lot of time in the book to how this is just the never-ending movement of the goalposts to achieve some sort of woke end that's always moving. It's like infinity. It keeps getting crazier and crazier. And so, I'm a pretty reasonable guy on a lot of these things, but eventually you lose me. And you probably lose a lot of other people. I'm shocked that there's not more people who have the guts to actually stand up to this craziness when I see all the people who are like, yeah, I agree with him on this one. Agreeing and then actually doing something are a little bit different. That's also sort of why I had to write the book. You can see this stuff, you can disagree with it. But then eventually you have to start acting on it. I'm hoping this is actually something that is seen by people on both sides as a reasonable take on some of the insanity that is today's sort of modern left. Trump Jr. also lit into Hunter Biden, former Vice President Joe Biden's son. In the book, which Trump Jr. wrote long before this current Ukraine scandal turned impeachment against Trump started, the president's son rips into Hunter Biden as well. In this interview, he explained key differences between the Bidens and the Trumps when it comes to their public life. Trump Jr. dedicates his book Trigger to the deplorables. The people failed 2016 Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Rodham Clinton maligned as deplorable and irredeemable in the 2016 election. Her insults of the voters galvanized huge swaths of the country against her, and in favor of President Trump. Trump Jr. said in his interview with Breitbart News Sunday that he dedicated the book to the deplorables because they deserve it after everything they have been through, not just in the 2016 election but since then as well, after sticking with the prudent through thick and thin. Through all of the hate, through all of the nonsense, through the Mueller hoax, through $40 million of U.S. taxpayer dollars with 19 Hillary Clinton donors trying to throw us all in jail, not one of those people ever doubted us, Trump Jr., said. You probably heard me say in my stump speech, or if I'm opening up for my father, I'm like, that wasn't a win for us. That wasn't a win for my father. It was nice, but more importantly it was a win for those people who never even doubted us for a second. I know they're going to come out hard, they're going to bring their friends. They're going to fight for us. Today is the 1 more year until 4 more years anniversary. We are exactly 1 year out from election day right now. I know those guys are going to be out there fighting. And they're going to make sure we get this thing across the line. And we're going to do it for another 4 years after this year, and we're going to be able to get this country going in the right direction. My father has already started changing that course aggressively with good policies, with action, despite an unprecedented amount of incoming. We're going to keep that going. But we're going to need those guys out there. So if there's anyone who deserves a dedication through all this, through all the name-calling, through all the things they've been called, through all the hatred that those hard-working men and women who want to make sure they can live the American dream for themselves and for their kids. Man, if there's someone who deserves a dedication, it's them, and I wanted to make sure that was recognized. Listen to Donald Trump Jr. on Breitbart News Sunday.